Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Oh, feeling good on a Thursday. We got the national championship coming up. The Preds are at the Blackhawks tonight, 7:30.
We got a national what?
National championship game.
National championship game. What is that?
National championship game on Monday. You got a Titans playoff game. I'm just excited about life right now, man. It's just a fun time to be alive.
I got blueberries.
Shut up, man. Settle down. And of course, we get to talk with Joe Rexroad of The Athletic, now joining us here on the show. Joe, do you notice any differences between communication styles, the new head coach, John Hines, and the old coach, Peter Laviolette?
Just a little. This is quite a downer for you guys, by the way, going from that interview to me. But yeah, it's been pretty remarkable. I mean, earlier you kind of went into it too, Braden, before you had him on, you know, just the difference between Laviolette, who, again, I enjoyed Laviolette, and at times he would allow something here or there. But you just kind of got conditioned to not expect any information on anything. And obviously with John Hines, I don't know if he's an open book, but it is very refreshing to hear some specifics on what he wants to see out there. And so I think for us, this is going to be a nice change.
Now, Rex, should Nashville Predator fans kind of curb their expectations of what this team could possibly do in the second half? Because I think, you know, they figure the talent is there and everything is there. And you know, you bring in a new head coach and all of a sudden they expect this head coach to change problems that have been, you know, frankly, been on this team for the last year and a half. It's not just this season. It was last season as well. So should fans kind of, you know, taper their expectations for Coach Hines? And maybe if they don't make this turnaround this year, next year's the year that you want to see the progress?
Well, I mean, look, I still think that, I mean, to me, it's just getting to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I still think this team should get in the playoffs. And if it doesn't get in the playoffs, that is a pretty massive underachievement. So,
but that would, I mean, that be more coach or player that you're looking at?
Well, look, to me, David Poyer the other day, I mean, he said it explicitly, but you could see it too. This was a move that was like, there's no other moves. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't, I mean, he said it like, it's not like a problem with the coaching. It's the players. But you don't fire the players. You know, at some point you may have to sell off and change the roster and all that. But this was kind of like the last move. So it's the players, man. I mean, there's a lot of guys on this team that are underperforming, that are not earning their salary right now. I mean, that's to be very frank. So it's the players. And then, of course, you hope that the new coach, new voice, some tweaks, you know, schematically, all that stuff will end up helping them. I mean, I don't know if or how many guys, you know, tuned out Laviolette or were tired of him or whatever. I think that is a real thing in pro sports. The voice of anyone can get old after a certain amount of time. So, you know, I think it's possible that John Hines helps get this going, but ultimately it is on a lot of individuals in that locker room to decide. You know, I've just got to do more. And I think there's a lot of guys who can be doing a lot more than they're doing.
Yeah, and a lot of guys who are getting paid a whole lot of money. Joe Rexroad joining us here from The Athletic. I do believe, I'm with you, Joe, I think making the playoffs should still be a fair expectation for this coaching staff now and for the team. And like you said, it's mostly the players. The playoffs, of course, will also take place on Saturday evening. And we've spent time all week trying to figure out how to stop Lamar Jackson and the Tennessee Titans, Dean Pease, coverage disguises. I don't know what the answer is, but I think on the offensive side, Joe, you know, this team cannot be what it was last week on offense. It cannot be as one-dimensional and expect to win against Baltimore.
Oh, I agree. You know, it's got a – I mean, you know, you to a certain extent, you take what the defense gives you, and Bill Belichick basically was like, you're not getting those big play-action chunks on us. And, you know, I'm going to count on the other guys to get in there and make tackles, and I'm going to keep my safeties out of there. And, you know, I mean, you could argue either way. I mean, look, the Titans won. They controlled the clock. They got first downs when they needed them. They had a freaking two-minute drive of handoffs, you know, to score at the end of the half. But they did score two offensive touchdowns. So, you know, you could say it kind of worked for Belichick. But, yeah, in this game, first of all, it's going to be interesting to see how the Ravens play it. But, if, you know, if you've watched the Ravens this year and if you remember them last year in Nissan Stadium, they are going to be aggressive. They are going to blitz. They're going to come after Tannehill. They are going to dare him to throw into man coverage with a terrific secondary. And I think he's got to be – you know, I think Tannehill played better than the stats say. I mean, look, he made some really important throws in that game. He also made one possibly, you know, crushing mistake that the Titans bailed him out on, the defense bailed him out on. But I think he's got to let it rip more in this game. And, you know, especially with A.J. Brown, you know, I mean, I know that Gilmore's a good corner, but I think there were some opportunities in that game to just say, hey, go beat him. Go high point the ball. Go muscle him out of the way, you know. And I think I don't think there's any question in this game. He's going to – if when they bring people and it's zero coverage out there, you got to just let it go. And they've got to have balance. I think, to me, stopping Lamar Jackson – I mean, you listen to these guys talk all week. It's almost funny. It's just like, yeah, it is, you know, do your job and you do it, do your best. But they know that the Ravens are going to score points and you're going to get big plays. The Titans have to win this game with their offense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rex, that this offense, they need to play the way they played during the regular season, the second half of the season, in order for, I think, the Tennessee Titans to put themselves in a position late in the game to win this. Looking at their defense, Tennessee's, and looking at what Baltimore is able to do. Pittsburgh couldn't stop them. Seattle couldn't stop them. The Patriots couldn't stop them. The Rams couldn't stop them. And neither could the 49ers, who has an awesome defensive front, as well as the Bills. What makes Tennessee any different?
Yeah, I think I also want to know what the heck happened in that Browns game. You know, I mean,
exactly.
but it's the NFL, you know. So I mean, even the Ravens, you know, and that was a long time ago too. But you know, you got wacky results and performances for any team at some point. But yeah, last year the Chargers, you know, ran out 12 defensive backs somehow, got an extra guy in the field, and. You know, they did a great job in this matchup. And I think this year, the whole way they've set things up is a counter to that because they are so physical now. I mean, they can just hand off and you know, they're going to stretch you thin and then they'll just come right at you with power running. And then they'll also hit you over the top with play action, you know, and hit those tight ends. And I mean, it's a terrific, just such a fun offense to watch. So, I mean, I think it is some simple stuff, just like, do your job, you know, know your assignment when it's option football. And by the way, it's just so fun to talk about option football in the NFL because I honestly never thought we'd see it to this extent. And then it's just tackle, you know, the safeties, it's a huge deal for the safeties. You know, rewatching the Patriots game and Vrabel, you know, gave major props to Kenny Vaccaro. Watching again, he was unbelievable in that game on everything physical. And then downfield, you know, some big, big plays. Those safeties, there's so much on them in this game because obviously it helps a lot to have another hat in there. But the Ravens will hit you over the top with Brown. And so those guys have got to be really good and not let it get over the top. It's just like if you make them earn it down the field and then if you can be good in the red zone, you know, then you give yourself a chance. But the best thing that defense can do is stand there and watch the Titans offense put together 8-minute touchdown drives.
Yeah, I think I watched a lot of cuts from the Chiefs win over the Ravens yesterday, and a lot of it is forcing Lamar Jackson into the check down. And obviously, if you can rally to the ball, keep it all in front of you, play sticks defense. I don't know how you do that while also trying to stop this pistol, you know, inverted wing T 23 personnel triple option too. I don't know how you do it. I guess my final question for you, Joe, is just what are the realistic? I think nationally and locally, there was a lot of momentum behind the Titans playing well against New England last week. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I think that's how people felt, both nationally and locally, that the Titans have got a chance in this game and they're going to play well. I'm not sure I'm picking up that same vibe this week.
Agree. I was surprised by how much of it there was, and, you know, turned out to be accurate. And of course, a lot of that was just, you know, the Patriots' reality of their offense. But, yeah, I agree. I mean, look, the Ravens have been the best team in the NFL. They've been dominant. But Titans fans understand, can remember how this can go too, being the one seed at home in this particular matchup. And so this is a chance, a little history payback. But it's also, it's a team that's been sitting around for a long time, hasn't been in this position, you know, most of these guys. There is a pressure element to this thing. And the Titans have a lot of confidence, you know, they really do. So I think this will be a good game. And I think if you're the Titans and you can get into that fourth quarter and you're right in there, I mean, the Titans have absolutely dominated the fourth quarter this year. I don't think it's a coincidence the way they play that it lends to that. And so, you know, if you can get it there and you can keep, you know, not allow that score to separate from you, and you can keep playing how you want to play offensively, running the football, and get to the fourth quarter, and that's when, you know, that's when the one seed tightens up a little bit. Oh gosh, I just said tightens up. I'm sorry, guys. I use that phrase sometimes in normal language, and I'm like, oh shoot, I said tightens up. But no, I really think that this team can do it. It can have a chance to win this game late. And you know, if they lose by 25 Saturday, I'll apologize. But I think people who expect a blowout here are off the mark.
That's all right. You've lost your title as wordsmith, Joe. You can earn it back next week when we talk to you. Also, I talked to Logan Ryan Saturday night, and he said they did not want to tackle Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter. To your point, he said it point blank. He said that the Patriots did not want to tackle him in the fourth quarter, and that's how it goes. That's the game plan. Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. You can follow him all over the internets there. Thank you so much, man. Do appreciate it.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on Chase this weekend.
Please.
Yeah.
Just make sure he doesn't get arrested for something.
I'll try.
Like, can't trust that guy, you know? Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. I can't trust Chase McCabe all by himself and anywhere in America.
Nah. Just don't embarrass the city, Chase. That's all.
Yeah, like, represent Nashville, represent 102.5 The Game, be respectful.
Yeah.
You know? He's not bringing Ricky with him, is he?
I don't know.
How is it that Ricky has turned into such a star in this damn city?
I don't know.
What does he do?
I don't know.
I don't even know what he does. He's like a big star. Chase's life partner, man. All right. When we come back, a lot to react to from Rexroad, both from the Titans and the Preds. And I want to ask you about something Joe said about the Preds and about John Hines and expectations for this year, because it sounds like you and I disagree. So we'll get to that when we return right here. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.